This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome back. What's your favorite charity, and are you planning on making a charitable donation today? It's the 7th annual Giving Tuesday in Canada. The idea was pioneered in New York as a kind of antidote to the two previous days where we're encouraged to indulge ourselves and our loved ones, those, of course, Black Friday and Cyber Monday. So last year, on Giving Tuesday, over $15 million in donations was raised online, and that was a 56% increase over the previous year. And meanwhile, a new report reveals that more people with jobs are relying on food banks for their groceries. It says the number of people with full or part-time jobs using food banks has jumped 27% over the past 3 years, that people over 25 and post-secondary graduates are increasingly represented among minimum wage workers. And of course, the high cost of housing is a big part of the problem. Like to hear from you. What do you make of this? And again, what's your favorite charity? Are you going to be making a donation today? The numbers to call, 416-360-0740. Toll free 1-866-740-4740. And I'd like to welcome Jody Taylor, who is the Toronto team lead for Giving Tuesday Canada, and Neil Hetherington, the CEO of the Daily Bread Food Bank. Welcome to you both. Thanks for joining
us. Good afternoon.
Thanks for having us. So, Jody, first of all, how is it going and what are you expecting?
Oh, gosh, that's a great question. Mm-hmm. We are really, I was telling Danielle earlier, we're so excited this year that the message has really gotten out about Giving Tuesday. We want to build on our successes of 2018 and really encourage the giving back with kind deeds, kind words, not just monetary.
Okay.
Of course, monetary is okay.
Monetary is okay. Do you have a target in terms of an increase or a dollar amount or anything like that?
No, really. Every act of kindness is another act of kindness that we might not have seen yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And Neil, does Giving Tuesday help the food bank as well, I would imagine?
Well, it absolutely does. You know, this is the time of year where people often think about giving back. And I'm glad that there's Giving Tuesday. At the same time, my hope is that it's the start of people giving a monthly gift, perhaps, mm-hmm. to their favorite charity, charities that are working to make sure that everybody has access to food or access to shelter, that we all, you know, this is just an outward expression in my mind of our inward Canadian values. And Giving Tuesday reflects that beautifully. But we can make Giving Tuesday happen 52 times a year.
Now, I know that Zoomers, older people, are very generous. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so I'd like to give the numbers out again, and I'd mm-hmm. like to hear from the audience about what their plans are or what they want to hear. 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-740-4740. What's your favorite charity? Are you planning on making a donation, whether it be today or sometime, probably before the end of the year, so you can get your tax receipt. What do you think about this situation? I mean, it is quite shocking to see, you know, the numbers that you've accumulated on the use of food banks, mm-hmm. because it's not just people who've hit a bump in the road where they're maybe not working. It's increasingly difficult to make a go of it.
Absolutely. Here's a couple of quick statistics for you. Once every 10 seconds, somewhere in Ontario, an individual visits a food bank. Once every 10 seconds. In Toronto, we surpassed a number that we didn't want to last year, where there were over 1 million food bank visits. And from a myth-busting perspective, 44% of individuals who are making use of food banks have a post-secondary education. You just don't think about that and just how difficult it is for an individual. They've done everything supposedly right, and yet the cost of living in our city, it just exceeds the income that's available to them. And so I feel very blessed to be able to be part of an organization that will not only help on a emergency food basis, but also works towards long-term solutions through advocacy.
I was looking at some of the numbers on the percentage that a lot of people have to pay for their rent, and it was well over 70%.
And if you are spending 70% on your rent, what's left over obviously is very little. The average food bank user, just going on that, Libby, the average food bank user has $7.83 to survive on per day. So you think about one trip to the food bank or taking your kids off to school.
Well, it's going to cost you $7 to get there
in transportation. Yeah, and so you got $1.83, and so as a result, we make an effort at this time of year to raise awareness of the issues that people are facing, and rely on the generosity, and are deeply grateful for individuals that make a contribution to the Daily Bread Food Bank or to other organizations.
There are sort of different sectors mm-hmm. in the charitable sector, mm-hmm. of course. Is there any one that is most popular on Giving Tuesday? There's food charities, we have arts charities, we have health charities. Those are some of the biggest
yes.
charities we've got.
You know, it runs the gamut. This year, though, we were really pleased to see a new community starting with Giving Tuesday. It's Giving Tuesday Kids, and it is a group of ambassadors across the world that their goal today is to have 1 million acts of kindness displayed by youth. And I think they're going to do it.
and what kind of things are
sure.
these?
So we have actually two ambassadors in Toronto, a brother and sister team. They're 6 and 8 years old. The 8-year-old just did a bow tie sale. With the proceeds of his bow ties, he went out with his little sister, who, as he quotes, would give the clothes off of her back. She's 6. They went and bought toys with the proceeds of the sale to give to their community center after school today.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
So it's those acts that we're looking for. I'd also like to revisit a question that you asked earlier. If we put the target back in our mind of what we'd like to achieve today, there's a misconception, I think, that a donation has to be massive. But if we put it into the context of everyday living, and I feel a little bit odd saying it next to the food bank, if everyone gave $5 in Canada, which is the cost of a latte, we'd raise $15 million in Toronto today.
So you know, if you can give $5, $10, $20, that's good
yeah,
too.
Yeah, the Home Depot has a campaign on now. If you give $2 at the Home Depot or I forget the name of the organization, the orangedoorproject.ca, they will distribute the funds to homeless youth across the city.
Well, and, you know, I think when Jody was talking earlier about youth getting involved, I think that's wonderful. One of the things that I've been very impressed with is just the number of parents that are suggesting to their kids, you know, for birthdays, you know, maybe do you need every single one of those plush toys? Do you need every single one of those new items? Perhaps 50% of that can go to an organization that you choose. It puts that child not only in the driver's seat, but it gives them an opportunity to live out empathy. And I remember very clearly my parents working very hard to make sure that we recognized how privileged we were, and making sure that that everybody had the opportunity to live with the decency and dignity that we'd want everybody to live with.
I'm here with Neil Hetherington, the CEO of the Daily Bread Food Bank, and Jody Taylor, who is with Giving Tuesday Canada. We're talking about Giving Tuesday. I'd like to hear from the audience. The numbers 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-740-4740. And again, are you planning on making a donation today or perhaps at some point later in the month? And what is your favorite charity? What do you think about this idea of having a Giving Tuesday? It follows Black Friday, Cyber Monday. These things are quite American, but, you know, if it encourages giving and acts of kindness, hey, what the heck, right? So what does it do for an organization like the food bank, Neil?
Well, I think it kicks off a season of generosity. Individuals, I think, are getting more aware of the divide that there is between those who have and those who do not have, particularly in the city. And so, as that awareness is heightened, there are. Individuals who say, listen, this isn't the way it should be, and I want to do something about it. And for us at the Daily Bread Food Bank, we say that, you know, there's three ways you can get involved. You can donate food or funds, you can volunteer, or you can advocate. And the latter being an important aspect in terms of what are the systems that we need to change to ensure that people are not living in poverty. Toronto is the poverty capital of the country, regrettably. 1 in 7 Torontonians lives below the poverty line. And so how do we make sure that they are afforded, at least the very basics? So this is a time of year where we welcome individuals giving that food that we need throughout the year.
One of the things that I've heard criticisms about, there are a lot of people who take their children to work at the food bank for Christmas. It's like a once a day thing. And I've heard criticism of doing that, mm-hmm. that it should either be something that you do in your life, but, you know, hauling them out to, you know, serve meals to people who are poor once a year, you know, not so much. What's your view of that, Jody?
I'm not sure that, again, I think that any act of kindness is a good one. So more hands doing the daily food bank than not is better. But I really do think it is, we have to point to the parents who allow their kids to come to them with their cool ideas of how they would like to give back. And then that just generosity just spreads in a new generation. It's actually been proven that millennials are actually most supportive of Giving Tuesday. And so, which is nice to see. So that, again, we're fostering that culture of in this new, this generation that you don't really think about that.
Is it because it's a social media online thing mostly? Is that just the deal with it?
You know, I think some of that criticism that you mentioned is fair. Coming for sort of a photo op for the, you know, once per year kind of thing is not the lesson that I think we, and not the values that we subscribe to as Toronto the Good. And Toronto the Good means, you know, Toronto the Good all year round. And so the most difficult time for us at the food bank is actually July and August, when school programs, meal programs are out for the summer, and people aren't thinking about donating food or funds. And so we would love it if this Giving Tuesday, somebody says, you know what, this is a pattern of behavior that I want to start. And they do that throughout the year.
That's an idea. I'm going to give the numbers out one more time. We still have a few minutes to hear from callers. 416-360-0740. Toll free 1-866-740-4740. It's Giving Tuesday. Do you have a favorite charity? Are you planning to donate either today or through this month as we head up to Christmas and New Year's? And what do you think of this idea of having a designated day to kind of to mobilize people? And should it be something that people think about doing all the time rather than, as you say, the photo op?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if this is the catalyst for that to happen year round, then let's just celebrate it and make it absolutely happen. You know, I loved walking into the studio today and under your leadership, making sure that there was a bin there. And
I can't take credit for that. That was another time that some other people took that under.
Thank you for inspiring them to do that on a continuous basis.
I'm not taking credit, but anyway. Yeah,
thanks for the bin,
here.
At least. We can agree. I'm grateful that the food bin was there, and that but more importantly, I was grateful that the employees have almost filled it completely, and they're just saying, you know, I can buy a few extra things this time that I go to the grocery store because the need is so tremendous in the city.
And when I look at food bins like that, I think do I really want to buy some stuff at probably my very expensive grocery store? Or isn't it better if I, you know, give you some cash that you can use to keep the lights on or whatever else you need to do there?
It absolutely is better to give cash rather than food. How can we leverage that through the purchasing power that Daily Bread has? So we do appreciate that. At the same time, we never want to discount the food donation because, again, it's a life lesson. I recall my mom taking me around Loblaws, and she said you can pick up a few things, and we put it into the food drive. You can drop it off at any fire hall. It's a great life lesson, and it's instilling those values that I think are just really critical for us. And
so is it that you buy in bulk, or is it that you're a charity and you get a special rate?
It's that we buy a few things. One, we buy in bulk, and so we get prices similar to those of any large chain. So we get that. The other is that when we use a donation, we're often using it for transportation. And one of the new programs that the Daily Bread has is we go to farms in southwestern Ontario every single week, and we're picking up fresh produce. So we're bringing back tractor trailer loads now of fresh produce, and that is resulting in higher nutritional value, a lower cost to get the food in. And just making sure that people, it's not just shelf stable food that is getting out. So
that's
we provide
right, because I remember when it was. When it
42% of the food that the Daily Bread Food Bank sends out is fresh. We rely on individuals dropping off shelf stable products at in bins, but we'll use the funds and industry donations to be able to make up the other half.
You know, that's an interesting thing that all charities come up against, because often when people make donations, myself included, sometimes you designate it for something that you want it to go to, and it's harder for them to have money to use for very unsexy things like keeping the lights on or transporting whatever it is they need to be transported.
Yes, absolutely. If you are looking for somewhere to donate, we have a partner called CanadaHelps.org, and it is a safe, convenient, fast way of searching for charities, of giving your money. You can actually buy a gift card to give to someone else so that they can choose the charity to which they would like to make the donation. So it's not crowdfunding and crowdsourcing. It's safe, secure.
Well, crowdfunding is, you won't get a charitable receipt for
right,
that.
Right. Yeah. Actually, and Jody brings up a good point in bringing up Canada Helps. One of the things that I love about it is it tracks your donations throughout the year. So there are multiple charities that I give to, and it's letting me know on a regular basis, how have I done versus the year prior, and challenging myself to make sure that I am generous. And it records it every single year, and it's an interesting tally as things go through.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have to search for those receipts and see, is there anything
receipt.
I forgot?
Exactly.
Probably there is.
And to the actual charity, we don't have any processing fees when it goes through Canada Helps. So that's also
Because I remember, when I was on the board of a charity, the money to process those receipts, that was pretty significant.
So that's a benefit to the charity. So you can go to Canada Helps, or if it's easier, just go to dailybread.ca and you can make a contribution there.
Or givingtuesdaycanada.ca.
Giving Tuesday Canada. What about people who don't want to do it online? Any options for them?
Well, there's very, very simply, the mailing in a donation is deeply appreciated. Calling in a donation. We, as people are volunteering now, we give them the ability as they're walking out the door to tap their credit card on the way out, and just make a little $5 contribution on the way out. So we try to make it as easy as possible, because it's needed. It really is needed. You know, it's an incredibly difficult thing to raise funds, we need it. There's a gap that has to be filled. And we are, I think, an effective way to be able to give and make sure that, people's rights to food are being realized.
Okay. And I'll be the yin to your yang, if I could,
yes.
that in to add on to the financial donation. Really, the whole message of Giving Tuesday is about giving and giving back. Everyone has something to give back. Whether every act of kindness is just as important as the next to add on to.
We can all be great because we can all serve. That's Martin Luther King Jr. And it's very, very true.
And we're running out of time, but there is a lot to choose from. Any very quick advice you can give to people who are trying to decide among the 80,000 plus charities in Canada?
I would say go look at givingtuesday.ca and go and look at the partners, community partners, or go to CanadaHelps.org and search that way. But it's great resources to just narrow in where you'd like to spend your time or money.
And giving to something that you're passionate about. If poverty alleviation, affordable housing, if these are the things that inspire you, then go. And volunteer, you know, have a look at the actual charity and visit the people. Give them a call and see how the money is going to be spent.
Okay, that is all the time we have for Fight Back for today. Thank you to Neil Hetherington and Jody Taylor.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.